Most people born before 1960 or so will remember that as children, their parents and teachers, and indeed any adults with whom they had dealings, regarded being greedy as one of the worst things a person could be. I was told always to leave a little of my dinner at the side of my plate for Mr. Manners, and it had to be the food I liked best. Only greedy people left spinach or the fat on bacon instead of lovely hot buttery toast or mashed potatoes. Greed, I was told, was as bad as being a liar or a thief or not being polite or not putting other people's needs first. Why is it that in this first decade of the 21st century we're in such a dreadful state? We're sliding into an appalling greed-created depression, possibly worse than the 1929 collapse, when millions lost their jobs and the country nearly went bankrupt. It took a world war to get people to remember the childhood virtues of hard work, loyalty and duty, and above all, not being greedy. This new extra-large 21st century style worst ever depression has ever been is happening for the same reason it happened in 1929. People forgot what they had been taught about greed. One modern head of state, the Prime Minister of the UK, however, forgot before everyone else. She was possibly the greediest of all, with the US President Ronald Reagan doing his best to match her. In the late 70s and early 80s, she set about dismantling the systems used by the City of London money markets. Stockbrokers and bankers and financiers who were, like Mrs. T, amnesiac about the rules regarding greed and caring about other people in general, began to get enormous salaries. They didn't earn them, mind you, but they got them. The old system had existed to protect our money from such grabbers who might pull fancy tricks to increase their private incomes. But she saw no sense in that. She opened the market, got rid of the regulations, and the result was inevitable. Greed ruled everything, which is why, two or three decades later, we face the misery of a full-blown depression. It's high time that Mr. Manners and all the disapproval of greed that his existence implied was revived. And that we also got rid of lotteries and TV bingo and poker games promising big wins. The greed they exemplified damages us all.